G'day punters, welcome back to the AFL Lions season 2014. Coming off a pretty good weekend, mate. Five blots, so not a bad run of form we're in at the minute.
Very, very handy. And apart from that little blip for about 4 or 5 weeks around 5 to 9, been a pretty good season. But overall, around the 10% profit on turnover, you'd take that any day of the week.
Very good.
We kick things off Thursday night at Subiaco, Patterson Stadium, for Fremantle hosting Carlton. Dockers laying about 5.5 goals, total points line in the mid to high 160s.
Obviously, Freo were abysmal last start, got rolled by the Saints by over 10 goals. Even though, with that in mind, they've won, I think, 5 of the last 6, the percentage of about 150. So they're in good form. I'm actually drawn into the minus in this game. I think it's the only play. The Blues forward line are good enough when their mids move it with some bit of fluency, but Freo don't allow that. Expect a big showing from Ross Lyons lads after a spell, and they'll get up by plenty on the back of a dominant midfield display.
Yeah, I was actually torn between the minus and the under here because it's difficult to get the two of them up, especially in a Dockers game. Dockers got really good record as big favourites, as home favourites, and importantly, they're 23-7 in the last 2 years off a break of 7 days or more, 2 out of 12 off a break of 6 days or less. You want Ross Lyons boys when they've got time to prepare. I'm going to go the unders though. Freo 9-3 to the under at night. Carlton 6-3 to the under on the road. Dockers played a bit of bruise-free footy against St Kilda, and that won't be happening against the Blues. I could see the Blues kicking 4 goals for the game quite comfortably.
Yeah.
Could argue a pretty strong case for the minus, but happier to play the under here, so that's the way I'm going to go. On Friday night, we're at the SCG for Sydney hosting Essendon. Swans laying about 4.5 goals, total points line low 170s.
Dons have been playing some good footy, there's no doubt. Hibbert out injured hurts them, as their top end class dries up pretty quick. Goddard will come back after suspension, but they won't be good enough against the Swans. Lance Franklin averages over 6 goals a game in his last 6 starts against the Dons. Hasn't kicked less than 5 in any outing against them since 2008.
Fuck you, buddy.
Since 2008 he hasn't.
And the holes you rode in on.
And I'm expecting nothing to change on that front. They don't have a matchup for him. Swans to cover, easy.
Well, I can't bet the Swans to cover easy for obvious reasons. Stats at the line give a slight push to the Bombers, but the last 2 starts, Sydney won by 8 goals and 7 goals. Nothing to get too excited about in the total points line. Pretty easy lay down for me. We move to Saturday afternoon and the Adelaide Oval with the Crows, who are now in the 8, if you can believe it, hosting West Coast. They're going to lay about 5 goals, total points line high 170s.
Yeah, great win by the Crows last start. Needed to win it, an 8-point game, and did. Covered as well, so thanks very much, Sando. Did come at a bit of a loss for them, though. Dangerfield injured, might not get up. They should win at home, but 5 goals is a fair bit of weight to carry, and I'm pretty happy just to sit this one out.
Yeah, nothing exciting for me in terms of the line. Eagles have got a fantastic record in terms of the overs in day matches, and they're a great unders bet at night. The only thing that worries me and the only reason I'm not going to bet the over yet is the forecast in Adelaide is for rain, and the games that have been rain affected this year are violently towards the under.
Yeah.
Game day proposition, if you wake up Saturday morning and it's sunny in Adelaide, bet the over. But I can't recommend it at this stage, given the forecast.
Good call.
Saturday twilight.
So we do our bloody research around here, and I'm just waiting to see what happens.
Saturday twilight, we're at the MCG for Richmond hosting GWS. Oh, who cares? Tigers laying 7.5 goals, total points line, high 180s. Can you find anything?
Mate, Tigers, 4 on the trots, just absolutely steaming towards another 9th place finish, so, yeah.
See, if Gold Coast run out of steam and Collingwood run out of steam, it might be up for grabs, they might get it yet.
I really hope they do, that'd be pretty funny, given that they're not going to play finals and win me any money, so, look, this is the sort of game Tigers have struggled with all year. I wouldn't be surprised if they lose, but yeah, nothing to bet on.
No, I can't get excited here. There's no way I'm trusting the Tigers to lay 7 goals. And there's no way I'm trusting GWS, given they've been beaten triple digits by the Tigers the last 2 starts, to do anything.
Yeah.
Very, very easy lay down. Saturday night, we're at Etihad Stadium, the Docklands, for North Melbourne and Geelong. Roos getting about 8.5 start, into about 6.5 with some bookies. Total points line, high 180s.
The Scott brothers battling it out again. They've been really good contests of late with some tight battles. The last five games split 3-2 to the Cats. Average winning margin about 2 kicks. The line feels about right, probably not much in that, but I think under the lid of Eddie Had, this could get a bit adventurous, and I'm going to take on the high 180s. I reckon they could put a number on both sides of the ledger.
At the risk of being committed for this, I'm going to have North at the plus.
Woo!
As you said, last five games all been close. North have won two, three of them have been at Eddie Had. North have won two. The other one, they led by about 6 goals and got run down when they didn't close the roof.
Yeah.
North, fantastic as home underdogs, fantastic at Etihad Stadium, and really good off a break of 7 days or more. Geelong, bit dubious in terms of record at the line at Etihad the last couple of seasons. You'd want more than a goal. I think it's the six and a half is about as low a number as you could take. But at a goal and a half, I can bet the plus there.
Yeah. Good call.
Saturday night as well, we're at Metricon Stadium on the Gold Coast for the Suns, who are in free fall at the moment and hosting the Saints.
Yeah,
now, Gold Coast are laying 3.5 goals, low 180s.
It should be a no-brainer. I mean, the Suns should pump the Saints by plenty, but after their last starts, each side out, you'd be forgiven for mistaking their identities, really. The Suns just can't get it done without Gazza. I think they're 0-9 without him in the side, something around that mark. McKenna has to make statements with the way the blokes played last week, but can you afford to do that when your season's on the line? Can you leave out Harley Bunnell when your season's on the line? I'm not convinced you can. St Kilda have set themselves a standard last start with their intensity. If they can maintain it, and I think they will now that they've gotten a taste of it, they can get this done. They can win this game of football. They can certainly cover 3.5 goals, and I'm going to take it.
Yeah, I couldn't... You could forgive the Suns one bad start, but they were terrible in the fourth quarter against the Dogs as well. It looks a bit more systemic than a one-off bad night.
They look tired. They look really tired. And, you know, yes, they're a young side, but they're just playing shit footy at the moment.
They are. I'm pretty keen to play the under here. Low 180s line for a night game outdoors. Gold Coast in the last two seasons, 7-3 to the under at night. St Kilda, 11-3 to the under. There's a lot of room under that line.
Yeah.
Happy to play the under there.
Yeah, good call.
Sunday afternoon, we're at the Docklands again for Melbourne hosting Brisbane. D's laying about a goal. Total points line, mid-160s.
Yeah, strange world where the Demons are favourites the way they're going. They've averaged just a tick over 46 points a start in their last three games. So how they're favourites, I have no idea.
And nearly beat Port.
Yeah, Port.
We'll come to them.
We'll get there. Melbourne, funnily enough, firmly on track for the lowest season point aggregate in the AFL era.
And they're a decent chance not to run last.
Exactly right. So put that together. The Lions were brilliant on the weekend against the Suns. Rockcliffe and Pierce. Everyone's made a lot of bones about their big efforts. High 40s plus touches both. Magnified, I thought, a little bit by the lack of effort from the Swans. For me, Steph Martin's been playing some good footy out there in the ruck, going great guns. He'll be able to dominate his old club. The only thing is, in Melbourne, can you take the Lions at the small plus? Well, I can, and I am. And I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. 12 goals wins it, so I'm going to take the under as well.
Good, good. I put the pen through this game in about 12 seconds. nothing for me to get excited about. I'll just be either cheer your boys on or, out of spite, cheer on the D's minus in the over. There's pretty much no way the D's minus in the over happens. Like, that's just such a weird combo. You almost feel like you've got to get at least one out of two there.
Yeah, I would have thought so.
And you're playing the inside track to get two. Sunday afternoon, we're down at Aurora Stadium in Tasmania for Hawthorn and the Western Bulldogs. Hawks laying about 6 goals, total points line, high 180s.
What a great win by the Hawkies, mate. Four goals down. Full of character, the boys, I thought. Bloody get around them, back to back.
There's a reason we both backed them.
Very, very true. I'm not going to talk too much more about them. Everyone knows how good a football side they are. That said, the Bullies were valiant again last start. They're a really good side to watch when they're on. I'm thinking this game is going to have a lot of points involved in it. Both sides score freely and should do so, but Look, Sunday afternoon weather in Tasmania is enough to keep me out,
yeah,
because you never know what's going to happen.
I was pointed in the same direction, leaned to the over, and then I went, ooh, maybe not in Tassie. The MCG, if the, with that line, I'd happily play the over, but nah, you just can't trust the weather down there.
Yeah,
that's enough to stay out. We are at the MCG later on the Sunday, though, for the Twilight game. Collingwood hosting Port Adelaide. Pies getting about a goal start, total points line low 170s.
Yeah, not too much to take out of this game. Port wouldn't be starting favourites in too many contests right at the minute, but the Pies, they're just really battling. The only thing that'll really probably happen on the weekend is Eddie Maguire will shoot his mouth off about how Collingwood shouldn't be playing Twilight games at the MCG and have a bit of a whinge and a carry on. But I'm happy just to sit back and enjoy the train wreck that's Collingwood shit in the bed. So
oh, absolutely. I can't bet this game, but I'm cheering the Power. I just want to see the first 2 minutes of Ed and Derm immediately after another Pies loss.
Exactly.
Worth the price of admission on its own.
Exactly.
So just the three for me this week, although it would be a fourth pending the Adelaide weather. I'm going to have unders in the Freo-Carlton game. I'm going to have North Melbourne at the plus. I'm going to have unders in the Gold Coast St Kilda game.
I've got six this week, four lines and two totals. I've got Freo at the minus, Swans at the minus, over 189.5 in the
Richmond GWS.
No, shit, I didn't bet that game.
North Geelong.
In the North Geelong game, sorry about that. And Saints at the plus and Brisbane at the plus the under in the same game.
Good, good. Nine bets, people. Good luck and good punting.